With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A state of emergency is in effect for all of New Jersey, plus New York City, its northern suburbs, and Long Island due to flash flooding. Reports of cars submerged, flooding in Grand Central Station, and flood water seeping through the walls of the 7th Avenue subway station in Brooklyn. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is urging Big Apple residents to stay put unless they live in a basement apartment. Two wildfires burning in the western U.S., including one that's become a mega fire on the north rim of the Grand Canyon. They're so hot, they're spurring the formation of fire clouds that can create their own erratic weather system. Arizona Fire Information Officer Lisa Jennings says fire clouds are difficult weather events to deal with.
As these pyrocumulus clouds form, they suck in that superheated gas and create their own wind systems. If they get high enough, they can also create downdrafts, and that's something we really watch out for because that can quickly spread the fire and can be very dangerous for firefighters who are doing their work on the ground.
President Trump's tariffs are kicking in. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says nations will soon find out their tariff rate.
The trade team has been working around the clock to try to be in correspondence with as many countries as possible. But if they haven't heard from us yet, they will in the form of a letter or an executive order by midnight tonight.
Roughly 250 National Guard troops are staying in Los Angeles after the latest drawdown ordered by the Trump administration. A Pentagon spokesperson says the remaining troops will be tasked with guarding federal personnel and property. Over 1,300 troops were released from the Federal Protection Mission Wednesday, weeks after the National Guard was deployed to Los Angeles amid widespread anti-ICE riots. This is SRN News. The Federal Trade Commission wants your help, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The agency is investigating allegations that providers of sex change operations for children broke the law by failing to warn their customers about the risks. And so the FTC is soliciting input from the public. Anyone who has a story about a sex change operation they regret can log into FTC.gov and answer some questions. President Trump has vowed to limit the LGBT agenda wherever he can and roll back the promotion of transgenderism in the government and elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
While religion remains an important part of life in the United States, things are much different for our neighbors to the north. The rate of regular church attendance in Canada is far lower than in the United States, and evangelical Christians have nowhere near the political clout in Canada that they have in the United States. This is SRN News. Healthcare stocks led losses on Wall Street Thursday.
Stocks gave up early gains and closed lower on Wall Street, led by drops in healthcare companies. The S&P 500 fell 0.4% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 330 points. It's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped less than 0.1%. Healthcare stocks sank after the White House released letters asking big pharmaceutical companies to cut prices and make other changes in the next 60 days. Seth Sutel, New York.
The presidential fitness test returning to schools across the U.S. President Trump said he's bringing back the tests that include push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups, a mile run, and a sit-and-reach where you sit on the ground and reach for your toes. Barack Obama replaced it with an assessment on personal health. The president will also reestablish the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition, which will partner with athletes. More details at SRNnews.com.